I'm reading a couple of paragraphs from Anatomy of a Typeface by Alexander Lawson. And this is from the chapter about Futura. I'm reading it on the steps of All Souls in Langham Place. In Germany, just before the First World War, there had been a movement to discard conventional ideas in typography. Its spokesman, Jacob Erbar, believed that the type that would best express the new concepts would have to be a serifless letter. The world conflict delayed the spread of Erbar's ideas, but after the war, their effect was enhanced by the Johnston London Underground alphabet, giving further impetus to the reform movement. In 1919, the Bauhaus School, under the direction of the architect Walter Gropius, brought to fruition some of the untried theories of design, particularly those related to architecture, that had previously only been discussed. Function and form became the key words of the philosophy of this new design, whose focus was the elimination of the Victorian gingerbread decoration on buildings and the substitution of pure line. Applied to type, this approach could only result in clean sans-serif characters, and what could be more appropriate than constructing these characters with compass and straight edge? The timing of the sans-serif experiments coincided with a period that many observers of typography considered deplorable. Blackness reigned supreme. In such faces as Cooper Black, Ultra Bodoni, and Broadway, complementary to the heavy types were rules of equal weight with dingbats and cubes to match. Thus, the functional movement, with its clean lines and geometric distribution of white space, offered a most dynamic contrast to the existing styles. Indeed, American typographers had been experimenting with the asymmetric designs of the neo-Bauhaus period before Futura became available. And since the resulting designs, being based on the extra-bold types then popular, were appealing, the advent of the German sans-serif, by contrast, sparked even greater enthusiasm for geometric sans-serif.